Abner, did you notice that sound just then?
What?
Was it our ring?
Oh, did the telephone ring?
Oh, for pity's sake.
Hello,
John Downstore.
I
went
out waiting.
Yeah, this is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hey, howdy, howdy. Anybody here?
Come in, Grandpa.
Oh, howdy, Abner. I never seen you for a minute there. All scooched down in your chair. What's the matter? Ain't you feeling good?
Oh, I'm all right, I reckon, Grandpa.
Well, what are you looking so sour about? Your lower lip hanging down there like one of them new bangies. Looks like you lost your last friend.
Well, I might as well, though, Grandpa. Sit down on that cracker box there. Now, Lum...
Get out of there, Geraldine. Go back to the feed room with your kittens.
I never noticed the cat was in there. No, sir, I tell you, Grandpap, I never felt as bad in my life. Lum's moving all this stuff over to Squire's office.
Yeah, it does look kind of bare in here. What's missing?
Huh?
Oh, I see. Lum just cleaned off the top of his desk here. Is he going to move the desk over to Squire's, too?
I reckon so. Dad, blame that correspondence school anyway. We'll get along just fine here till Lum win that scholarship. But that's the end.
Well, you ain't gone and unsolved your partnerships in the store here, have you?
We might as well. He can't be in his office over at Squire's and here at the same time.
Well, why didn't he do his studying here in the store?
Oh, Squire went and argued Lum into renting half his office over there. Convinced him he ought to have a separate office. Got $240 advance rent out of Lum.
Oh, that pigeon-toed, spavin-legged varmint.
That's one reason Lum's moving over there so fast. He claims every day he ain't using the office while he's losing money.
Is he over there studying on his free scholarship now?
No, his first lesson ain't even got here yet.
Well, what's he gonna do, sit over there and stare at Squire all day? There's a pretty horrible thought, being cooped up in that little office with Squire all day.
Oh, Squire's got poor old Lum worked up to where he can't hardly bend over. He's so important all of a sudden. Already thinks he's a big successful SPC.
SPC?
Certified Public Accountant.
I think it's CPA, ain't it, Abner?
I don't know. I'm just sick about the whole thing and all that.
Old Squire more than likely pouring it on hot and heavy. Got poor Lum thinking he's a finance wizard. Flattering him. Polishing the apple. Just so he can get some more money out of him some way or other.
And honest, Grandpap, I don't believe Lum even knows what one of them CPA fellers is yet.
That's Lum for you, though. All that starts at the top and works down.
Yeah, blame it all.
Yeah. Don't go worrying too much, Abner. One good thing about them big successes Lum's always making out of himself, they don't last long.
No.
How did he ever win that scholarship in the first place?
You can search me.
He wasn't in no contest, was he? Like a mule naming contest or something like that.
Not that I know of.
How in the world could he win a contest he wasn't even in? Figure that one out.
Ask Lum to figure it out. He's a certified public accountant.
I believe there's something crooked about the whole thing. Has Lum give them correspondence school fellers any money yet?
No, he ain't getting no money. Ain't even saying no lessons. So far, Lum's broke even.
Yeah, all except for Squire getting that rent. Wait a minute, is that Lum coming up out there?
That's him, Grandpap.
Well, for the long he says, look at that knock-kneed hat he's wearing. I believe it's one of them Homburgs, ain't it?
Hamburgs, more like it. That blame meathead.
Yeah, black coat, gray pants, carrying a briefcase. Even got his mustache trimmed up there.
Son to goodness, I thought he was Dean Atchison the first time I seen him this morning.
Where in the world did he get that outfit?
He went over to Hot Springs Saturday. Must have spent $75 fixing himself up to look like a genuine certified public accountant.
Now, I'll be a monkey's uncle if he ain't making an idiot out of himself. I hear the announcer saying you and him were the lovable old characters of radio.
Well, I am.
He ain't acting like one, I'll say that. He looks like a well-dressed walrus.
Yeah. Well, he claims he's got to meet the public, so he's got to be dressed for it. Squire, Grandpap, I don't know where to feel sorry for Lum or just whop him right on top of the head. Wait till you hear him talk.
Yeah, mind out. Here he comes.
I ain't hear nothing.
Howdy, Lum, old CPA.
Howdy, Lum.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Well, Grandpappy Spears, old friend, glad to see you. And how's good Aunt Charity this fine day? Pardon the glove.
You don't have to apologize for the glove.
Fact is, I only wear gloves to keep my hands off. Do a lot of book work, you know.
What do you wear that bow-legged hat for, to keep your head soft?
Hot dog.
quite a sense of humor. Well, Abner, how are you?
You've asked me that 5 times today, and I'm still all right.
Oh, yeah, well, I've been so busy dropping in on prospective clients, can't hardly keep track of where I've been. Just popped in to see if there's any mail.
Well, just pop right out again, because there ain't none.
Next 2 years, I was expecting some pretty important mail from Chicago.
Mom, I know what you're expecting. You're expecting the first lesson to get here from that correspondence school. When it gets here, I will deliver it to you. Now, why don't you take your certified hat and your certified briefcase and get back to your certified office and sit down on your certified chair and start certifying?
Now, hold on here, Abner. Just because I'm smart enough to win a scholarship in a big university, you don't have to go and get all riled up. If you'd pay a little attention to what's going on in the world, you might get picked out for scholarships, too. Get to be a big man like I'm going to be.
Oh, fiddledy-dee.
Instead of getting mad at me, you ought to be trying to help me get some clients. Income tax, one thing or another.
Well, you ain't no accountant yet, Lum. You don't know more about taxes than Grandpa Masters' hog. Hey, wait a second. Now, there might be a job for you.
Grandpa Masters' hog?
Yeah, Mona. She had a litter of little pigs last night. The tax assessor was around this morning. Grandpa had to declare them.
Natural.
Now, he's mad at Mona because she didn't wait until after the tax assessor had been here.
Well, how did she know?
I don't know, but Grandpa's mad. If he don't get somebody to figure a way out of it, there's going to be a mighty dead hog over to his place. Mad. I've never seen a fella as mad.
Cut it out, Abner. You're just jealous because I'm smart enough to win that course.
Oh, you're awful smart, Jeff.
I never said I'm smarter than you. It's just that I take advantages of every opportunity. When I see a ripe plum, I pick it. I keep my eyes open.
Prattle, prattle.
All right. Granny, I don't want to do this, but I reckon we finally got to unveil partnerships.
Good.
If you refuse to improve yourself along with me, well, that's it.
Good.
I'll just say one thing for your benefit, though. Opportunities like the one I got don't come too often. If one comes your way, don't just sit there. Grab it. Like I've always said, Abner, do it now. That's my slogan. Oh, howdy, Cedric. You got any mail there for me?
Come in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Don't get Cedric. Who's all that mail for?
Here's a letter for you, Mr. Abner.
Oh, well, thank you, Cedric. Well, look here. It's from Chicago.
And here's one for you, Mr. Grandpap. I seen you come in here a while ago, and I've got one here for Mr. Squire, too.
Well, are they all from Chicago, Cedric?
I believe so.
Hmm.
Well, what about me, Cedric?
I didn't recognize you all got up in that outfit, Mr. Love. Who's dead?
Ain't nobody dead. Have you got a letter there for me?
Oh, yeah. It's from Chicago, too. Here. I guess I'll just take this one on over to Squire. I've got one, too. I guess we all got them.
Well, where in the world do you suppose they got my name from?
Oh, I had to send in 4 names for references.
Oh.
Well, I already opened mine, but I never understood it. What's yours about, Mr. Abner?
Well, I'm looking. Just a second, Cedric.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Well, for the law of me sakes, listen to this. Mr. Abner Peabody, Pine Ridge. After finding that you are a friend of one of our valued young students, Mr. L. Edwards, and after further careful investigation as to your character and splendid qualifications, we feel very happy to offer you two any one of our many excellent courses listed below. A premium scholarship, absolutely free of charge. Well, this is the same kind of letter you got, Long.
I know it. Mine says the same thing.
That's what mine said, too, I think.
Hey, did you get another scholarship, Long?
No.
Is that the first lesson on a CPA course?
No.
Well, what in the world is it, then?
Just listen to this. And you will receive the first lesson on your absolutely free course in certified public accounting as soon as you have completed our 2 elementary courses in bookkeeping and office management. We are offering these 2 essential courses to you at the ridiculously low price of $250 each. Fill out the enclosed blank and forward your check or money order today. Do it now. Look at that. They even stole my slogan. Do it now.